bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there. Here's something you don't hear very often. Welcome to your late Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, traffic I knew was going to get the best of me today, and it certainly did. If you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, you already know. Anyways, it's all good now. It's time to get the news show started for you. It is the 22nd of March, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Gotta warn you, a lot of Apple stuff. A lot of Apple stuff. Well, we all know we had the big old Apple event yesterday.
Mr. Tim Cook took the stage and did his blah, blah, blah thing.
And after all the blah, blah, blahs, we finally got our eyes on the new products. So let's start off with that new tiny iPhone SE. Yeah, we completely dropped the 5, even though it completely looks like the 5 still, or 5S. But that's just the outside. It's all what's going on the inside that really counts with this phone. We got the A9 chip underneath the thing, and the same embedded M9 motion co-processor as Apple's flagship's 4.7-inch iPhone. You also got the same graphic capabilities as the larger iPhone 6S. Of course, got a better camera on the thing, 12-megapixel rear-facing eyesight camera. And yes, the rumors were true, 4K video at 30 frames per second. Of course, other little tidbits there, faster LTE, better Wi-Fi connectivity on the thing, 433 megabits to be exact, per second. Apple Pay, of course, Wi-Fi calling, and it will ship with iOS 9.3. Which, by the way, is out for all the rest of us Apple users. Don't forget to update your devices. Prices will start, well, I have to admit, I was a little shocked. $399 for the 16GB version, although what can you really do with 16GB these days? Not much. For $100 more, you might as well go with the 64GB version. And you're going to get all those lovely little colors too, silver, gold, space gray, and rose gold. This tiny little reborn phone should be in about 100 countries by the end of May. Up next on the Apple event countdown, well, yes, the 9.7-inch iPad Pro. Basically, it's almost everything that the 12.9-inch iPad Pro is, all jam-packed into 9.7 inches now. But it does actually have a few improved features of the 12.9-inch, including a True Tone display and better rear and front-facing cameras, amazingly. In fact, Mr. Phil over there at Apple called it the ultimate PC replacement. That's pretty bold, Phil. And of course, as you guessed it, you know that Apple Pencil that has been harder than hell to get a hold of? Well, yes, you can use it too on this iPad 9.7-inch Pro. You're also going to get the option of a $149 keyboard accessory from Apple. And just like with all other Apple products, it'll come in silver, gold, space gray, and rose gold. And pricing will start at $599 for the 32GB storage version. 128GB will set you back $749, and the new 256GB version, ooh, that sounds nice, will be about $899. Again, these are Wi-Fi models only. Cellular, $729, $879, and $1,029. Yeah, it kind of jumps. And other things, of course, we've seen, well, the new nylon watch bands. Yes, for your Apple Watch, it'll be $299 for those things. Youch. Apple's also offering that USB-C cable for fast charging for the 12.9-inch iPad Pro. We've also got OS X 10.11.4 El Capitan. That's now going to have live photo support with messages, password-protected notes, and a lot of other little features. And, of course, other than iOS 9.3 coming out for all our lovely little iOS devices, we got 9.2 for tvOS that's out now. And that watch OS has jumped up to 2.2. So all in all, yeah, that's pretty much went on at the old Apple event. A little lackluster to say indeed. Then again, with Tim Cook running the show, we didn't really expect it to just jump out and surprise you either. All right, on with more BTN news now, now that we took the bite out of the Apple. This is something that may make Apple think, gee, are we running our music service correctly or what? Well, because Spotify's hit 30 million subscribers, and nobody actually seen this coming. This was all announced by Spotify CEO via Twitter. Well, of course, where else? In fact, he said that we have 30 million Spotify subscribers, but none of them are in Cuba, or Cuba, if you want to put it that way, yet. Meaning maybe they will be launching there soon, but I think they need a lot more internet first before that can happen. So no, it doesn't seem like that exclusive content coming from Apple or even Tidal over the last few months has hurt Spotify at all. And it also doesn't seem that Apple Music has pulled any subscribers away, really at all, from Spotify. So indeed, yeah, Spotify is still the king of streaming services. Doctor Who fans in the U.S., hey, you're going to want to pay attention. It's coming back to Amazon Prime Video, and it's going to be exclusive, too. Yes, Amazon announced yesterday that it had signed a multi-year licensing agreement with the BBC. And now we'll make Prime Instant Video the exclusive American streaming provider of Doctor Who. All seasons 1 through 8 will start popping up on March 27th on Amazon Prime, and yes, you're going to be seeing them disappear from all your other streaming services. Yeah, Hulu, Netflix, bye-bye. And finally, well, we couldn't get away with not saying this. Happy birthday, Twitter. 10 years it's been now since we've been tweeting away. And we must say, since it started out in 2006, it really has changed the way we express ourselves online. All in the glorious of 140 characters. Unless you've got something a little bit longer, you can tweet longer, and you get all of those other services. You know what I'm talking about. Funny enough, Twitter, as in T-W-I-T-T-E-R, was actually called once Twitter, as in T-W-T-T-E-R. And actually came from the startup Odeo. And that was all supposed to be a podcast platform. Well, that did a 180 degree turn, didn't it? Although at least so far, the core of Twitter actually still remains, except for that stupid algorithm timeline. I hate it. But all in all, I guess as much as we complain about Twitter of what it's become, it would be kind of hard to live without it nowadays, wouldn't it? If you've got a story, and of course no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website for all the BTN shows. BritishTechNetwork.com is the destination. And of course, Twitter. Yeah, we're on Twitter too, at British Tech on Twitter. You can follow me too on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. However, though, the fun place to be has got to be the British Tech Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. If you're not part of the community yet, get on over and get in. You're going to love it. Love it, love it. Now, as for the news show, well, we are going to be observing Holy Week. That means, no, there won't be a new show tomorrow or Thursday or Friday for the basically for the remainder of the week, yes. I'll be taking the time off the rest of this week, and if, of course, if you are observing it, I hope you do the same. I do hope you have a great Holy Week ahead. The news show, however, though, will be back Monday, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that will happen over then. But until then, hope your Tuesday is going well for you again. Sorry we're late today. We'll see you on next Monday, and thank you so much for listening.